BBC Radio Solent. It's 8 minutes past seven. Good morning. Now, they're an important but largely unknown part of two of the South's biggest hospitals. Poole Hospital, Southampton General, have their own schools. They teach young patients so they don't miss out on their education while they're unwell. They also play an increasingly vital role supporting schools which have pupils unable to attend for various physical or mental health reasons. Now, Nell Giles is the head teacher at Southampton Hospital School, and she's been showing us around. Have a listen to this.
So at the moment we're in Burslington House, which is where the hospital school has two of its classrooms. Okay, so this is our secondary classroom. We've got Mrs. Kempsey, who's our teacher in here.
When you're in hospital, it can be very cut off from the main world. Everything's medical, all you get is prodded and poked. And what we give them is a taste of life outside of hospital, that confidence that they're not falling behind their peers. We find that we can pinpoint exactly what it is that worries them and see if we can do some work with them to try and help them solve those little problems so when they go back, they've got some strategies.
I'm junior, I'm 11. We did Tree of Confidence every week. You write something about every person in the school, something good about what they've done.
We tend to have between 3 and 5 children in a classroom, so we don't need a great big classroom, but we try to make it familiar to children so that it does look like a school classroom, but obviously on a slightly smaller scale. Yes, and this is our primary classroom. We've got 3 children here today.
It's always 12 every time, isn't it? Okay. We've got to make sure this is the same as that.
Hi, my name's Gail Dalton and I've been teaching here for 9 years. I think they just get such a personalised experience. We really try to make sure we link up with their home school so we know where they're up to in their learning, fill the gaps in their education.
I'm Freddie and I'm 8. I'm learning maths, English, and geography.
Doors opening.
So this is our classroom on ward G3. We have children in here from all of the children's wards. Also, we have teachers working out of here at bedside with children undergoing chemotherapy.
I'm Brooke and I am 11. I've been in since last Thursday. It's okay because I only have to be here like 1 hour twice a day. You can make different friends and you can learn different new things.
Going down.
So one of the areas in which we teach children quite regularly is on the hemodialysis ward, and these children come in regularly for treatment whilst they're awaiting transplants.
My name is Deanna and I'm 8 years old. I come to dialysis twice a week. I'm learning some maths about multiplication.
Because of the treatment that they need, they do miss quite a bit of time from their normal schools. So we work closely with the schools and we provide that teaching for them whilst they're here so they're not falling behind when they go back to school.
Nell Giles, in that report you were just hearing, head teacher at Southampton Hospital School, joins me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So intriguing insights into an element of hospitals that I think most people won't know about. How do you... this is going to sound a little bit clumsy, so forgive me, but how do you select a child that's fit enough and got enough energy to go into a school class and others that perhaps you think actually they just need to concentrate on getting better?
Oh, it's a good question. So any child of school age that comes into the hospital can be referred to us, but they're referred by a medical professional. So they will have already decided that the child is well enough. And that might be just for a little bit of school every day or for a full school day. And so we wait for that referral and then we will go and meet that child and put together a very sort of bespoke experience for them in terms of how long they're in the classroom, what subjects we'll study and so on. So we're not turning up to children who are too poorly. We wait until we get the nod from the medical professionals and then we'll start. But that can be from 3 days into their admission. And some children only stay with us for a very short time, maybe 1 or 2 weeks, and others stay a lot longer.
That's a real challenge for the teachers as well now, because normally a teacher would be able to plot the progress and look through loads of papers. But you're going to get children constantly coming in and out, requiring, even though you had some in the primary school there and the secondary school ages, but you're going to have to sort of work very quickly. That teacher has to be very skilled to work out their level and what they need.
Absolutely. My teachers are incredible and very experienced at doing this. So we work, you know, on the first day of admission, of seeing the child, we'll work really closely with them. We don't give them tests, we don't give them exams, but we work with them on a one-to-one, looking at their English, looking at their maths. We talk to their schools and find out what areas it would be good for them to focus on whilst they're with us. But yes, you're right, we have to do that at quite a speed. But that will only work if we build up really trusting relationships with those children as well. And then we can put together, as I say, a very bespoke programme that children are really happy to engage with. But it is a challenging job for teachers, and you have to be able to teach every subject at every level, because we work with children from 4 years old to 16 years old.
And some children coming in, some children obviously getting better. One bit that's really stuck with me from this report this morning is that your staff and yourself will be working with some children who are terminally ill, and it's about still celebrating every day. I find that quite remarkable.
Absolutely, absolutely. These children deserve the very best of education, however ill they are. And that sense of not having been forgotten, not being given up on, and learning brings joy. And, you know, all teachers will say that, and some children will disagree. However, that sense of achievement, that sense of success, why deny that to any child? And we've had children who we've taught to read, and the joy that they get from learning how to read is so important. And we feel really, really privileged that we can bring that to these children. Even if, you know, their lives are very tragically cut short.
Extraordinary work. Lovely to have you on the show. Pass my thanks on to your whole team there. Nell Giles, head teacher at Southampton Hospital School.